Thursday night on KMFM, Mabel and Kojo Funds with Finders Keepers. And after the massive success of this song, Mabel is back with an amazing new single. It's called Fine Line, and Mabel is hanging out on the show this evening. So tell me about how Fine Line came about.
I wanted to write a fun follow-up, you know, to Finders Keepers that people could dance to and that I could like listen to with my friends before we go out. And yeah, I was just really enjoying hearing Finders Keepers sort of in that context in clubs and stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. I've kind of found my sound and was like, let's just do it again. So I wrote Finders Keepers with JD Reed and Marlon Rudet and was like, went back in with them. And it was literally our first session after we wrote Finders Keepers. And we did another one. And then I had it sort of around for a bit and was like, want to collaborate again, because obviously collaborating with Kojo Funds was like, you know, very fun, but also, you know, it worked so well. And I was like, okay, want to find the right person. And Notes had released Addison Lee and I was like, he's a sick artist, and he just seemed like a laugh, and you know, it's a playful track, and he came through to the studio and smashed it.
The Brits Critics Choice as well last year, you're a nominee for that. That must have been mad. Where were you when you heard that you were a nominee?
I was in the studio and my manager phoned me and we both just couldn't believe it, and I cried a lot. Like, I hope that she cried, no, I don't know, but it was very emotional. I think just like what it means for the future, obviously looking at the people that have been nominated before, just like very exciting.
How do you celebrate being nominated for the Brits Critics Choice? What do you do?
I always cry a lot. I'm like, that's celebration number one. No,
okay.
I don't know. I think also because like I couldn't tell anyone for ages, you can't really celebrate. I was with my mum and dad and we went for dinner. I obviously told them.
What's your go-to celebration dinner? Did you get to pick, or was it like, okay, we're going here?
Carbs, pasta, always.
What's your go-to like proper cheat meal? One meal where if you're maybe having a bad day, one meal that you need in your life where you're
pizza,
like, okay, what's on the top of the pizza?
Oh my God, I'm a vegetarian, so okay. Like I actually am vegan most of the time, which is why pizza's so not what I'm supposed to eat. I'm like just cheese and more cheese and cheese, basically.
Can we do a quick fire round of questions? I just want to get the people of Kent to properly get to know Mabel.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Your favourite meal? I'm guessing that's pizza.
Actually, it's pasta.
Okay, pasta.
It's actually pasta.
What would your Tinder bio be?
Oh my God, I don't know. It's really hard. I don't know anything about this. I think I'm a good laugh.
Okay, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Kanye or Jay-Z?
Kanye.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Your favorite film?
True Romance.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
What was the best night out you've ever had?
Night out that I had on tour last year with my band. It wasn't really a night out. We were at a hotel and there wasn't really much to do, but it was definitely the most fun I've ever had.
The unplanned nights I always find are the best ones.
We were literally stuck in this really dead like Holiday Inn, and the drinks that they were giving us were like crazy strong, and by like 9 o'clock there was like, and then also my videographer was there and like she managed to film all of it, like nobody needs to see, but it's very funny.
I was gonna say, I can't imagine having somebody video me on my night. So.
Oh my God, that's
bad enough going through like the Snapchat
Golden
story the following morning.
Literally, oh my God. Guilty, I always need to give my phone away.
Your favourite TV show?
Stranger Things.
Amazing. And your favourite subject when you were at school?
Probably English, yeah.
See, nobody ever says music, which is what I find really surprising.
No, I didn't like it because, I don't know, it was like my thing. And yeah, I just found it really awkward. They can't really teach it to you. I obviously had my own way of doing things and I was just like, oh.
And you always have to play these really basic songs and then everyone messes around on the keyboard.
Yeah,
did you have
exactly
the one where it said like dictionary if you pressed buttons and stuff, or was that just
Yeah, exactly,
where everyone was like dictionary.
Yeah, nobody took it seriously.
No, and that was the issue. I think there were a few people who desperately wanted to, but then every time everyone was trying to properly play the keyboard, there's always that guy in the back just going
dictionary. The worst.
thank you so much for hanging out on the show.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna hit play on Fine Line now. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
I'm Mabel and this is my song Fine Line featuring Notes. We came in close.